the full-time whistle. It's all over, and it's Donegal who won 16 points to 15. An absolutely epic Northwest derby here for the championship, and it's Donegal that go through. They had to dig deep late in the game, and it was Patrick McBurdy, the man that stepped up and has won this game for Donegal, Brendan Kilcoyne.
It was indeed, and you know, we alluded to during the commentary of the game on a number of occasions what a great job that Chrissy McCaig had done them all day, but it takes nerves of steel at that stage and confidence in your own ability to be able to kick a score of that magnitude with time up and 3 minutes gone into injury time from Patrick. So you have to give huge kudos for Patrick to kick that score, because it just wasn't going his way today. But listen, Donegal did really well there today. They were given a huge stern test from Derry, who asked a lot of questions on them. They went 4 points down in the second half. They brought on Michael Murphy, and whilst he didn't really get on the ball an awful lot, his influence was apparent for all to see, because whenever the ball was played in his area, he dragged three or four men towards him, and that opened up, made openings then for other forwards such as Niall O'Donnell. We saw him come in with a couple of great scores. Paul Brennan kicked a great score. Michael Langan, who had a really good game for Donegal today too, kicked a few great scores in that period of time. So in the last quarter, Donegal outkicked them 8 points to 3 and came out deserving winners as a result of that. But by God, they got really tested by what was a valiant effort from a Derry side.
Yeah, so Derry bow out of the championship, and it's Donegal that go through to the semi-final on a final scoreline of 16 points to 15. Donegal will be playing Tyrone at Brewster Park in Enniskillen next Sunday. That game will throw in at 2:15. But what a game of championship football we have had here this afternoon at McCool Park in Ballybuffet, as both sets of players and management shake the hands. And really, before we talk about Donegal again, from a Derry point of view, they've made huge strides over the course of the last year. They won the league title, and they showed here today that they can mix it with the top sides now in Ulster, Brendan.
Definitely, they've gone in the right direction. You know, Rory has done a brilliant job with them, so he has, and he's brought a bit of confidence and a bit of pride, I think, back to that, Kerry. You saw Derry lads on the field today laying their line, you know, putting their body on the line for the cause, and I thought they played really well. Their setup was exceptional, so they were. They made life really difficult from Donegal from the first minute to the last, and you know, we're somewhat unfortunate not to, you know, in a normal championship day, you would say that they may have deserved a draw there today, but you don't always get what you deserve in football, and you have to give great credit to Donegal too, you know, because they fought their way back into it. But superb performance for Derry, that can take a lot of positives for if they're going into Division 2 next year, and I'm sure that Rory will, you know, be pushing them on to try and get to the Division 1, and they're going to become, I think, if they keep going in the direction they have a quality of footballers. We mentioned before the game that they won an Ulster minor in 2015 and 2017, they won an Ulster under 20 in 2018, so they have and they won the minor 2020 minor too, so they have a number of players coming through from them teams that will give them a steadfast hold over the next couple of years, so they're going in the right direction, and hopefully Ashim will see some more titanic Northwest battles over the next few years.
From a Donegal point of view, a lot of pluses. We had to dig deep, we were tested there. These are the sort of matches, just like what the 20s was on Friday night, that you have to dig deep and show your resolve at the end of the game, that could lead to you winning championships. But Patrick McBurdy, I suppose we're talking about Michael Murphy, Patrick McBurdy, by all accounts, on his usual levels, he had a very, very quiet period, sweetie, because Chrissy McCaig done a super job on him. But it's a case, if you have somebody of that ability, you leave him on the pitch, you don't take him off.
Absolutely, and paid dividends in the end, you know, with kicking the winning score. And you know, fair, you can only hold your hands up to Patrick, because it's not difficult, it's difficult as an inside forward when you're having a tough day to have the confidence and the steel to kick that over the bar at that stage of the game was very brave from Patrick. So listen, you know, Donegal will be delighted to be back, to be still in the championship. They have a massive game now again next week again against Tyrone, and you know, they'll be looking to get the bodies repaired. They'll be happy that Michael came through. We got 25-30 minutes into them, so hopefully there'll be no repercussions of that, and you know, they'll be expecting to be looking for more of Michael as he develops through the championship. But Donegal dug out a result there today when it was needed, and when things weren't going their way, they found a way to change the result and to get the scores that they needed, because they were asked a lot of questions. Yeah. So I think Declan Boner will be really proud of his team today. So
Niall O'Donnell, is he getting man of the match, the St Union's man? He couldn't find his range earlier on in the game. He kicked a couple of wides, so he
kicked
did. But
three wides.
Yeah, but listen, in the second half, he was one of those players that stepped up.
Yeah, and there were classy scores. Like, you know, he's a real talented player, and you know, we've seen him come up through the underage system with Donegal, and I've seen him at close hand with St Union's too. But them couple of scores that he kicked in a row, they were fantastic. fantastic scores, and you know, again, it shows the ability he has. It's about bringing that out on a more regular basis, and that's what, you know, the Donegal management and team will be looking to see more of that. We know he can do it, and we saw him do it, and it's great to see him do it when it's needed. It's easy to do kick these points some days when you're 7 or 8 points up, but the scores were needed today in that second half, and he took them on. And again, I just want to mention the other forward too that I thought was really good today was Michael Langan, who kicked some great scores and also won some good ball around the middle of the field. Not forgetting Keelan McGonigal too, who kicked 2 points at the start of the second half that were really settling for Donegal at that stage of the game. Donegal defended stoutly throughout the game. They made life difficult for Derry, and you know, okay, Derry did have a couple of goal chances, and you go to back to that incident where it came back off the crossbar, Shane McGuigan's, and we said it at the time that he'll rue that and he'll have nightmares over that maybe for a couple of years to come. But listen, Donegal deservedly got that. They stayed in the game, they kept plugging away, and they got their due reward in the end, Oisin.